You're listening to SBS News.
Ken Frank has been looked after by his family doctor for more than two decades. The 95-year-old, who requires home visits because he's blind, is worried his doctor will not be able to give him the COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available because of the government's policy.
I depend on him and trust him. It's a change from what had been the usual practice, as far as I know, and it seemed inappropriate and wrong.
Under the federal government's COVID-19 vaccine rollout plan, only accredited practices are eligible to participate in the scheme. General practice accreditation is a voluntary process. Practices that apply for it are assessed against standards set by the Royal Australian College of GPs. 16%, or roughly 1,300 practices, are not accredited in Australia. Chris Moy is the Australian Medical Association's Vice President.
It's just really a tick box exercise to go through the practice and make sure that they comply with certain requirements. Having said that, that does not mean that a practice which doesn't go through accreditation is inferior.
The Australian Medical Association says it doesn't make sense that pharmacies have been invited to participate in the rollout from phase two, but medical practices without accreditation are not. Chris Moy again.
A general practitioner for a patient is often the one that they trust the most and also is the one that can give it to them the most safely, because of the fact that they'll know their history but also be able to walk them through the whole process.
Dr. Mark Fitzmaurice, who has been a GP for more than 35 years, says he was shocked to discover his practice is ineligible. His clinic had been accredited for 15 years, but he stopped applying in 2019 because of the time and stress involved in the process. He worries about what this will mean for his patients, many of whom are elderly.
Vaccination is a part of everyday general practice for all general practitioners. And for some reason, the government thought they'd introduce this new system just this time. And I think that's a really bad thing, because this is the vaccination program we really want to work.
The Department of Health has not responded to a request for comment. During the initial stages of the rollout, only a limited number of general practices are expected to be involved. It means patients, even those whose regular GPs are accredited, may still have to look elsewhere to get vaccinated. The federal government says general practices which are not involved in the initial phase may still be involved later, when more vaccine becomes available. But at this stage, it's unclear if that will include unaccredited clinics. In Mr. Frank's case, he says he's unlikely to seek out the vaccine unless his family doctor can give it to him. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.